Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette man accused of threatening ex-wife with knife. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 26-year-old Gillette man was arrested Sunday afternoon after police say he threatened his ex-wife with a kitchen knife during an argument over rent money. Gillette Police Captain Eric Voss said officers responded to Express Drive, where a 39-year-old woman reported that she and her ex-husband, Edward Floria, had been arguing about rent. The woman told police Floria became angry and began making demands she had not agreed to. After she said she no longer wanted to share the apartment with him, Floria allegedly retrieved a kitchen knife. Police say he threatened to cut her to pieces. Floria was taken into custody a short time later and arrested on a charge of aggravated assault. City Council approves preliminary plat for new residential subdivision. The Gillette City Council has approved the preliminary plat for a new 16-lot residential subdivision on the city's south side. County 17 reported the Deer Valley subdivision will be built on about 45 acres off Force Road between the Hidden Valley Estates and Crestfield subdivisions. City Administrator Mike Cole said the development will add 16 new residential lots within city limits. He noted that subdivisions of this size go through a two-step approval process, beginning with the review of the road layout and connectivity before utility design and final engineering move forward. The project is owned by LM Properties, with Earthworks Solutions serving as the developer's agent. Most of the lots will range from 1 to 2 acres in size, with two larger parcels measuring just over 4 acres and nearly 20 acres. The subdivision will extend Hidden Valley Road to connect the existing neighborhoods and provide additional access to Force Road. The Gillette Planning Commission unanimously recommended approval before the City Council's vote. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.